The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Okay, so what stands out most in your mind from this weekend? The 7 runs that the Padres scored in the 11th inning and destroyed. The Taylor Jones error or misplay.
Yep.
That led to the 3-run homer to tie it,
and
eventually lost the game. They win the game, and then they lose the game because he doesn't make that play.
It was 6-1 late in the game, and then the bullpen turned it into 6-6.
Well, and Taylor Jones, the game's over if he catches that pop up.
Tatis, his home run. Daniel Jeremiah,
Holy
who's a Padres
crap.
Fan, tagged me and said, "Hey Lance, if you go to the park, you could still go look for that baseball. I think it's up above the tracks. It's not landing in my front yard. Actually,
yeah.
We're just throwing ground balls in the street with it."
Greinke's 8 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Urquidy's return. Mm-hmm. And scoring 11 without Yuli, without Alvarez, and without Uncle Mike yesterday against Boston. Just slapping that ass. Oh, Scott, sorry, kids are in the way. Just slapping them around.
Honestly, the biggest standout was probably Jones's mistake in the home run by Tatis, because he's a legendary. And this was on the heels of a really bad performance by the bullpen, where your players, your team came back. That was the same one. That was actually the Tatis home run day, where it wasn't just Tatis. Then your bullpen would screw up, and then your offense would get the run back and tie it up. Then they'd screw up, and you get a run back, and then they put 3 on the board. That whole game, I'll just say that whole game, the bullpen was on full display.
Yeah.
They scored
5, 2 in the 8th and 2 in the and 3 in the 9th, and to tie it up off of the bullpen. The bullpen.
But keep going.
Astros scored one in the 11th. Now,
4 straight
innings.
My
buddy was like, the reason, okay, in the 11th, first and third, nobody out, infield in, grounder to Altuve, and he goes for the double play instead of throwing home to get the runner. And you don't know that the runner would have braked and then stopped. You don't know how it would have gone. So you get the double play, you give up the run. But the Astros got that run back and then gave up the 3 runs in the 9th. I think it was Will Myers that homered. And you should have won 2 out of 3 and maybe all 3 against the Padres.
Minimum 2 out of 3.
You had that. It was a win.
Game 2 and game 3 were, that ball. Well, 3 was a win. 2
I felt
was should have been locked in.
Did you hate Taylor Jones more, or did you? I felt sorry for him.
Because
guess who ended the game with a strikeout?
Jones.
Taylor Jones.
Yeah. He's persona non grata as far as I'm concerned.
What do you mean he's persona? He's a human being.
He's a minor leaguer.
He's a 6'9".
He's a giant minor leaguer who doesn't have any juice.
What do you mean?
Waiting for him to rake it all over the yard and be some kind of devastating hitter.
Maybe he's not going to do that.
He's not a McCormick, that's for sure.
He's no. Well, you mean that 198 hitter? Because he does, I'd say, dude has a lot of RBIs. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But let's not, I know that everybody still hates Miles Straw, who's at close to 240 now. Well, he was up over 240. And, you know, his on base is getting better and his slugging ain't getting better. But he is, you know, he's actually been catching balls in the outfield, which is opposed to what he was doing earlier in the year. And I know everybody's just a Chaz McCormick.
Well, Chaz McCormick's last 15 games, he's got an 817 OPS. I mean, I don't really care about the batting average as much as I care about OPS and if he's driving in runs and scoring position.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually done some things decent. I don't love that he hits second. I'd rather have him, but I understand it. You want him to get some decent looks. But I don't, you know, he's not, as long as he's driving some runs in, I'm okay with that. He's got four homers and 59 at bats, which is actually pretty good. At one point, he had 4-43. So, you know, it's all right. It's all right. His OPS right now is 726, but as of the last 15 games is when he's been much better from an OPS standpoint. And yes, Straw had a good game yesterday at the plate. He had a really good game at the plate. I mean, yesterday was a great game for the offense. Coming through, Kyle Tucker now is really starting to make some noise. He's a streaky hit. We're finding out as Kyle Tucker's just a streaky hit.
That's what he is, yeah.
That's just what he is.
Man, Carlos had an unbelievable weekend. Mm-hmm. Carlos was great this weekend.
It was kind of a comeback weekend for some hitters this weekend.
Absolutely.
Not for the pitchers. It was just more of the same from the bullpen
except the starters.
The starters, yeah.
Starters
was really
having Urquidy back looking the way he did.
Yep.
Having Greinke throw eight.
Yep.
Odorizzi was awesome, and they blew it. That was the game that they blew. Odorizzi deserved to get that win, and they couldn't hold on to it. They were running 6-1 in the eighth, and they can't hold on to it. Just crap. Just garbage. So Odorizzi, and I loved, there was a quote, I heard it on the Blitz, Odorizzi talking to Berman. I think he was talking to Berman the day he got back before he pitched, and Berman said, well, how about coming back? And he goes, well, I can certainly see where fans wouldn't be all that thrilled about it because I've sucked. I've really sucked. So hopefully I'm going to make my pitches and hopefully I'm going to be better out there. And just seeing a guy who's self-deprecating, a guy who, you know, understands it, instead of saying, well, I've had, you know, whatever. Whatever. He admitted to it. He looked at it and he said, you know what? You guys haven't seen me yet. And we saw him the other day and he looked pretty damn good. So despite the fact that, you know, with those losses against San Diego, they had lost 6-7. They still look like a really good baseball team, despite the fact that there's no Yuli, that there's no Uncle Mike. Without Uncle Mike in there, without Alvarez in there, I mean, this team is still, they went through their earlier in the year when the COVID hit and Bregman couldn't play and Altuve couldn't play. Boy, they looked like a bad team. This team, without the guys, they're plugging along with Taylor Jones out there. Taylor Jones is starting every game. He's DHing. A guy who can't hit is DHing. That's awesome. And they're still putting up an 11 spot. So this is a nice stretch. Boston got a taste of it yesterday. Let's see if they can't keep doing it and can't keep destroying. They're half a game out of first now with Oakland. Oakland taking three losses in a row. The Astros have won a couple in a row. The Mariners are playing good baseball.
How about this? Chaz McCormick, with men in scoring position, is 7-11 with 2 doubles, 2 homers, 14 RBIs. He's hitting .538 with an OPS of 1624. That's like when men are in scoring position, this guy, and he did it again yesterday. He's been coming through. That's one of the reasons.
7-11.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, 7-11.
What's his OPS with men in scoring position?
1.62.
That's nice.
1600, yeah.
1600, good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, it's 11. It's obviously a small sample size, but that's one of the reasons why you have a little bit of thought that, hey, maybe this guy will be a factor this year as a hitter. He's 26 years old. He's been around, but...
Hey, you know what we're seeing? A lot of 30-year-olds, 20 Mercedes. There's guys popping up all over the place.
Out of nowhere.
Career minor leaguers that are hitting homers at 30 years, their first hit. The other day it was a first hit against, I think it was the Padres, the guy who had batted for the first time, homered in his first at bat. He's 30 years old.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about, to be honest with you.
Or his first major league hit, anyway, was 30 years old.
If you go Padres, if you take the Padres series and the Dodgers series, the Astros, you know, left runners in scoring position at an unbelievable rate. Just absolutely terrible. It was nice to see them bang
again,
runs.
They don't have a full arsenal now. I mean,
no, it's nice to see him.
Seems like every time it's like game situation, Straw's at the plate.
Yeah, but they're full. But they're
is
not
it
a
me,
full,
or does it seem that way?
But they're not a full arsenal. Still better than most teams.
Yeah, but when you got Taylor Jones, you got Straw, Maldonado. I mean, Carlos has just started hitting now.
Yeah.
Before that, he was a mess at the plate. So
you still can't go that many games in a row and leave that many men on base, because it should have been, they should have been easy wins. If you come through in just some of those situations, even your doinky bullpen. This is the worst bullpen I've ever seen in Astros.
Yes, yes, yes.
Scrub is gone. They optioned him out yesterday.
Well, but they're not up and down now. Guys are up and down.
I know. I know. He could be back.
Well,
probably
because
will.
He pitched. Because he's pitched. You know what? He's got to go. But, man, is he bad. The whole
Scrub is
atrocious. Well, name the guy. Name the guy that you, I mean, other than Presley, and Presley gave up the three-run
bomb.
They
got rid of Belak, I guess. He got optioned down. Scrub.
Yeah, but they're just bringing him back.
I know they could be back, but you brought Rodriguez up, who didn't look good yesterday, who, when he wasn't giving up home runs, was giving up shots of the warning track nonstop. You've got Straw making Willie Mays catches at the wall for outs. That's how Rodriguez is getting guys out. You do have Blake Taylor, who is back now. He came back and was recalled.
That's recalled.
That is encouraging.
And Cannoli throwing away that he did with three strikeouts in an inning. Nice. That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice seeing him do that. I mean, through strikes. So,
but Astros, he's been a mess.
You know, that was nice what happened yesterday. Now, over the next three games, you've got, let's see. You got Garcia today. Then you've got...
Who looked great against Bauer.
Yeah, he was fantastic. You've got Garcia. You've got Fromber, who looked really good in his first time back. And you've got... you're back to Urquidy. Did you see that?
Did I see what? No.
They're going back
to... It's Odorizzi.
Oh, no, that's right. It's Odorizzi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Odorizzi. My bad.
Yeah. And then Greinke and then Urquidy. Urquidy just pitched.
I was thinking that I saw that, but it was
No.
I'm thinking of
the rotation now is Garcia, Valdez, Odorizzi, Greinke, Urquidy, and when McCullers gets back, Garcia goes to the bullpen, and you know what? You bolster your pen even more. I love the way that they used Javier the other day. I mean, throw him three.
He was awesome in that role.
Yeah. Throw him three.
He gave up a home run to he gave up a home run to Tatis as well, right?
But yeah.
He was still really good.
Really good.
And that's
good.
What you hope to get
and you,
from him.
You just got
to
score more runs, and they didn't.
No, you got to keep scoring. I mean, the bullpen's going to keep giving up runs every inning they pitch.
Yeah.
And you know that. That's what they do.
It's what they do. Unless, you know what, Javier, give him some rest now. Bring him back for another three. You got him. You're going to have him available pretty soon. So, listen, I thought it was a great weekend. I thought it was a, you know, other than that Tatis. That Taylor Jones game. Listen, it's a whole different homestand right now. If he holds on to that ball, they're 4-2 as opposed to 3-3. Although they're fighting tooth and nail, and without guys, without a bullpen, for them to be 3-3 on this homestand right now against the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Red Sox is pretty damn good. And then it's at Toronto and at Boston for three more. So this we talked about this before we got to it. This is as difficult a stretch as you'll find in all of baseball. It doesn't get any tougher than Dodgers, Padres, Red Sox. It just, well, I guess Giants. Look at the Giants are in first place. And Tampa. Tampa can't lose. Tampa's unbelievable right now. How do they keep on doing it?
Do you know from a standpoint of...
James Click, didn't you learn there? Why don't you start doing stuff that Tampa's doing? James Click, what? Didn't he learn how to put together a team from them? Let's go. Start doing it. Start getting some bullpen help in here.
You know, San Francisco has the lowest WAR win over replacement from their bullpen at minus 1.2. The Astros are next at minus 1.0. If you look at team ERA from relievers alone, the Astros not last.
No.
They're like ninth from last. 5.4 for Colorado. Cincinnati's 5.26. They got the Astros at 4.55. How is that possible?
That is impossible. For the bullpen to be... Okay, the only one that's thrown well is Presley. Let's hope Blake Taylor comes back into form like he did last year. We'll see. 713-780-3776. We got NBA playoffs to talk. We got all kinds of stuff to do here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk about all of the drama in the NBA right now. On the other side...
Oh, there's lots of it.
There's plenty of it. Trust me. But right now I'm talking about my man Scott McGrath over at McGrath Pest Control. Just the best. I mean, we've got the mosquito murdering system, and my brother-in-law was over the other day, and I was like, dude, he said, oh, is that, he saw it on the top of our fence. You can barely see it. There are little nozzles that come out and they shoot the murdering system out there for the mosquitoes. And he said, how is that? And he said, we were getting bit up. So we had to get out of our backyard. I said, no, we don't have any. We don't have any in our backyard because of the murdering system. I'm telling you. Now, you can't guarantee that you won't have any mosquitoes, but I'm telling you, the thing works. We got it in ours, and it is fantastic. If you're looking for the best way to kill all those mosquitoes this summer, you can't. If you've got a pool, if you're going to be outside, if you've got that outdoor patio, if you're outdoor eating at night, you love to spend time outside. Maybe you've got a TV out in the back that y'all love to sit around and watch. I'm telling you, this is the best way to go. If you call Scott McGrath, then I'll put it in. It's easy. The process is wonderful. It's affordable, especially since, you know what? You're going to be out there a lot, and you're actually going to use it. 281-469-8240. But they do everything, okay? Roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. If you got bed bugs, please, okay? You got to get rid of them. And Scott McGrath will do that as well. Every kind of insect, they got no chance against the likes of Scott McGrath. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Feel even better when these guys get their endurance back, when I know that they can, you know, potentially go 7 innings, you know. So, you know, we're not going to score that many runs every day. So you hope that you don't have to go to the bullpen, you know, quite every day, lean on the leveraged guys every day for a long period of time. So it's very important that, you know, we get these guys back and that we get our bullpen situated.
Get our bullpen situated.
That just has some pieces to shuffle around. Mostly guys going to the minors. Mostly guys moving to the southwest, at least Sugarland area. Maybe just keep going.
Yeah, I like that. It's how much easier is it for
pretty them? Easy.
It is really easy.
Same day.
Hey,
movements.
You just take a right on 59 instead of a left. And that's where you're going to go play.
A lot of people have been going out there watching games. Too.
Yeah, it's great for the Skeeters. I don't know if this was the original plan. I had the owner on before of the Skeeters. I don't know if this was the original plan. I don't know if they would admit that or what. But I'm sure that they're thrilled. You know, this may have been, hey, let's do this. Let's go independent. And maybe someday we can convince the
Astros. Like over the last 3 years, this was their plan.
Yeah,
I remember talking to them about it, and they said, you know, we'd like to be an Astros, you know, we'd like to be affiliated. I don't know if they thought it was an easy reality or something. You know, I don't know that they thought it was going to be easy to get that done, but it always made sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, to have a team in your own city that where a player can just roll out.
You mean
out,
like Frisco, like they're doing up there?
Yeah, exactly.
And look at what it's done for the organization. It's 720 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Yeah, fix up that bullpen. Hey, James Click, what? Okay, let's go. Let's start fixing up the bullpen, pal. Okay, we gotta get busy today. Get busy. Let's do something. I don't know what you're doing. Haven't heard from you, but let's go. What's the thing that sticks out for you most with this weekend's NBA action?
Well, the most recent is watching Russ get to work in a, but that's, I think it's just, I mean, obviously in a general sense, it's the injuries to the bigs because those are major. Do you know that now
Doncic is down
now? But Anthony Davis is down.
Anthony Davis is down
with a groin, and that one may not just go away. Do you know the Suns got a win in game 4 against the Lakers? Chris Paul really just showed up and competed, but they're now the favorite again. The Suns are now the favorite in that series again.
Well, they get home court back, which is nice. Yeah, the other series.
Davis, I think people think Davis is going to be out.
Yeah, if he is too, how about that? How about the Clippers were able to bounce back with two in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty huge, and that series is tied at two. The Suns and Lakers and the Clippers Mavericks are the best two series. The other ones really don't have. I mean, the Nets are up 3-1. Utah's up 3-1 now. The Hawks are up 3-1 now. It just doesn't seem like there's much intrigue in the other series. And the 76ers are going to take care of that business, even though they lost yesterday. But without Embiid, and now I like their strategy, just foul Ben Simmons. Just foul Ben Simmons and put him on the line.
Mm.
And Doc just said, no, I ain't. I'm not taking him out. Well, you know what? If he's a liability in the last 2 minutes of a game that he can't make a free throw.
It's the same thing we had to deal with here with more than once with Josh Smith and with
Clint Capella.
Three players. Josh Smith, Clint Capella, and with, obviously, Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Three different players who were like that, and it's a nightmare. You remember when DeAndre Jordan was like that for the Clippers, and both teams were figuring out how they were going to play the hack of strategy? Can you imagine being a point guard, being a guy who runs the offense and being that guy?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I mean, it is a nightmare for them, and so they're going to have to figure that out some way, somehow. But I guess the biggest story from the weekend has been the fan behavior.
Yep.
It's unbelievable how idiotic people are right now, especially in NBA games where you're close to the court and you have such access to the players. Now this dude, apparently they are charging him, the guy that threw the water bottle at Kyrie, they're charging him with assault with a deadly weapon. A water bottle now is a deadly weapon. Now, honestly, really? A deadly weapon?
Yeah, I don't know about a deadly
weapon. Well, that's what they're saying, so that's what we're getting here out of that one.
So there's a whole argument on Twitter yesterday about, really, this is what you get this upset about stepping on Lucky? This happened because Kyrie, after the game, went over and like stomped on the face of, I guess the mascot's name was Lucky.
I didn't know it.
I didn't know it until yesterday.
Yeah. And how long have we been watching
basketball for years Celtics and years and years, and I've never heard that their mascot was named Lucky.
Me either.
Never. Well, I know now. But there were people who were saying, oh, wow, you're this mad because another man stepped on a cartoon mascot. But I would just say this. Dallas got pissed off when you stepped on their mascot, when Terrell Owens stepped on their mascot.
Yeah.
If you go into somebody, you already trash talked the city. If you go, and I'm not saying it was necessarily inaccurate.
No.
Some of the things he said. But if you go in, and then after you win, you go like stomp on a logo or something like that, you're going to piss fans off. You know what you're doing.
Still no reason to throw a
water bottle. No, absolutely no reason. But to act like, why in the world would somebody get this mad? Fans get mad over a lot of stuff.
It doesn't take a lot. Plus,
he already called them all racist.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just got
some people not
true,
happy
it hurts.
With that.
If it hurts, if it's true, it hurts. That's why.
If it hurts, it's true.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just that.
Well, no, it can hurt and be untrue. I mean, it can be unfair. In this case, it's not.
Well, there's history there.
No, there's a lot of history.
But you
there.
Also had Washington in the middle of the game. A guy ran on the court and jumped up and touched the backboard, and a security guard just tremendous.
Well, they're going to press charges against him. He should. This is what's going to happen now. Every time you misstep, like if you put your gum under your seat.
It's not a misstep when you run on the court during a playoff game. Well, that's an intentional willful act, and it probably involved your friend alcohol.
Well, and why does alcohol get the blame for everything around
here?
Hear
out, John.
Drugs and alcohol.
It's just an honest mistake. It's just an honest misstep.
That's all I hear.
He missed up what?
He was walking
about 100 steps. Misstep.
He screwed up. He was walking down the steps.
Hey, this isn't the bathroom.
Towards the seat. Like, what am I doing here on the court?
Hey, Dwight Howard, why are you in the bathroom? No, you're on the court, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, while I'm here, I might as well run over and go slap the backboard.
And Emmanuel Quickly says, hey, I got a beer thrown at me the other night in the game. Wait, you were at home.
Well, they were down big at one point.
Yeah, we were at home, and I got a beer thrown at me.
They were down by like 13
and he
in the
was
first
two
half.
For
well,
nine.
Okay, if your home fans throw stuff at you, that's just, you got to play better.
That's sorry.
I'm not going to feel bad for you. Like, you got to play better. Yeah. I can't feel bad for you.
Yeah, so you hear that, Taylor Jones?
Oh, wow. You think people in Sugar Land are going to throw stuff at him?
He's not Sugar Land yet.
No, he's
no, soon.
He's, He's our starting DH or first base. Hey, what? It was kind of a good move by put Aledmys Diaz out there. That's a good move, Dusty. Dusty, well played, sir. Put him at first base so that we don't lose another game on a pop-up. Taylor Jones. I feel bad for him. I did. I felt bad for the dude. He struck out to end the game. And there is sound from him that night. Actually, the media asked for him. So it was like, oh, gosh, you have to face the media? Which is worse?
He didn't answer, did Which he? Is you worse, don't have to answer like, to the media anymore.
Winning majors and not wanting to face the media? Or losing a game and causing your team to lose usually, and facing the media?
Usually losing a game.
Well, not in the case of Naomi Osaka.
I know.
So we'll talk about her on the other side. Actually, it's a pretty interesting story. And it was one of the biggest stories of the weekend, as a matter of fact. But first, let's talk about running for the Rockets.
Let's talk about the Rockets run. This is a chance for you to do it virtually. This is something that people have taken part in for years and years and years. It's been a really big deal. Right now, it's virtual. This will be the last time it'll be virtual, I would imagine. And registration is now open for the Houston Rockets virtual run benefiting Children's Memorial Hermann. It benefits a great opportunity to help kids. That's what you're going to do when you run or walk a 5K, a 10K, or kids 1K at your preferred time, place, and pace by June 6th for a chance to win prizes. Here's what you have to do. If you're going to do it already, if you're going to do it anyway, why not sign up for this and get this awesome gift bag? You're going to receive a Rockets Run t-shirt, a race bib, race medal, and a mesh bag. And all you have to do is register today at Rockets.com. This has to be completed by June 6th, but there's your chance to win prizes. So make sure that you go to Rockets.com for a Rockets Run. It's a virtual run this year benefiting Children's Memorial Hermann. Do the right thing, and when you're going to go hit that 5K, 10K, or even a 1K for the kids, make sure you do it by signing up at Rockets.com.
Well, hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Interesting, this Naomi Osaka thing had a life of its own all weekend, and what athletes' responsibilities are to the media. I'm not sure that the USTA and the majors handled it all that well. Naomi Osaka, before the tournament started, the French Open started, she said, I'm not meeting with the media. I'll talk to them after it's all over. I have mental health issues after the 2018 win.
Now, she didn't
at the
say
US
that
Open.
Until later, right? She
no,
never
I
said
think
that
she
going
said that
in.
Before.
Are you sure she said
sure.
it going in?
I think she
I
said
I thought it,
it
came out whenever she withdrew, then she said that. No, because the debate was whether or not you're just going to see people use this because it's not something you can, like, it's bad form to challenge that. So there was a debate I saw yesterday on Twitter about whether or not people are just going to start using that, or athletes or celebrities or whoever just say, I can't talk to the media. I've got bad mental health and yeah. I have anxiety. Because that's when
she came out with a long statement.
Yeah, but
she
that was
said
when
she
withdrew.
Did it preemptively. I'm pretty sure she mentioned it in a preemptive strike, but I'm not. I'll have to find that. But neither here nor there.
She said it before.
She said it.
She
before.
Did. When
yeah.
did she
yeah.
say it?
I mean, even 5 days ago, she's told the world she wasn't going to talk because of a mental health. Thing.
Yeah, so it was a preemptive strike. So now she said. So she missed her obligations. The French Open said, and in a statement united with the other majors as well, is that you are going to speak to the media, and if you don't, then there's a chance that you will be disqualified from the tournament. She came back next day and said, okay, I'm out. because I can't talk to the media because I have these mental health issues. In a long statement in which, I guess I can see her point of view. Ever since her 2018, she said she's suffering from depression when she was booed after her 2018 win over Serena at the U.S. Open. It was a controversial win because Serena had a real problem with the chair, and she was points were taken away from her or given to her opponent because of Serena's attitude and because of Serena's she got a little lippy with the chair.
Is that the one where that drawing came out where people were calling it racist?
I think
is
so.
Is that the same?
Well, she remembers event. This is when she said, "I'm a woman and you wouldn't do this." I've seen men yelling at chairs and saying things to the chairs, but because I'm a woman, you're taking...
I remember that. Just remember we had a conversation about some artist in some foreign paper.
Oh, it might have happened in that same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That might have happened at the same time too. That was a rough one, but she beat her in the final and she was booed and she said she's had mental health problems, but she also says that she has a real problem anxiety wise whenever she has to meet the media. And so she has a real difficult time of it. I can certainly see where, and you know what? I don't know. Some people are saying that she's making this up and she's trying to get some excuse for not. I'll tell you what, it was she's given up a major, an opportunity in her prime to win at for her principles, of which are, I can't do this. I can't stand in front of the media.
She said she'd do it afterwards.
Yeah, after it's all over.
Because
the pressure of the tournament,
okay,
the pressure of the tournament, she said, was so much that she can't handle both.
I got it. It's just part of the. I mean, it's something that you probably need to find coping mechanisms because it is part of sports. I mean, it's people like to act.
How about do it a one-on-one or send her the questions and have her reply?
Dude, Zach Greinke does these.
Yeah, no.
And Zach has major, major issues. Give answers like Zach Greinke. You still technically are doing it.
Or Marshawn Lynch.
You still are technically doing it. Marshawn just hated doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Greinke has, we know he has issues.
Right.
Severe anxiety issues and things like that. He still shows up and does it because that's part of the.
Well, how about just send her, email her questions when right after she has to answer them, emails them back.
I wouldn't. Yeah, as long as you
now
want,
she don't, you don't get the sound of her.
Well, why can't she just do?
Or
sound?
Or she can do a sound into.
She can do it virtually somewhere. I don't care.
Well, right, but
you
she,
want the sound and the response and a and frankly, sometimes you like chances to follow up because that is the story. Her comments and commentary is one of the stories. And let's face it, her sport needs her.
Absolutely.
Her well, sport
that's,
really
that,
needs.
That's
her.
Why it's important that she does it. Now, here's the thing. When you're an athlete and you're making millions of dollars and you are in the spotlight, you have to promote, and you're the number one player in the world, you got to promote your sport. You know, the media, as much as we all hate them, as much as, you know, some of the stupid things that the media does and the way that they go about it, the dumb questions, how they're trying to attack players, all of these things, all of those things. But it is the conduit to the people. It really is. Otherwise, you can't, you know, that's what helps promote your sport. It is. It does help promote your sport. And it is a responsibility, especially for a great, great player to be the face and forefront and be out there for people to see to promote that sport. I think you could do it in a way, though, that would be okay for the athlete and be okay for the media.
I don't know much about her, the ramp up to this, her struggles, because why would I? It's a personal thing. But from what I could figure out, she had done media availability in the past, and maybe this was just a time where it's like it was too much. Like, so I don't think it's always a constant.
No,
like,
it isn't always a
from
constant.
Going forward. She
well,
will
we
never,
don't know. What
I
she was,
watch
what,
press
I don't
conference.
Know what she was feeling beforehand.
That's what I'm
she
saying.
She says she gets an anxiety.
That's what I'm saying.
That's you're why talk, some people.
You're
don't
talking about cope.
It.
Well, you're talking about coping. Maybe this was to a point where she couldn't cope anymore.
Right.
So maybe she
this
takes
had been
some,
building.
She, so takes go. Some time off and she comes back and maybe she can do it again. So maybe this was just the breaking point for her, and it won't be a thing that is always something that she can't
have these.
She was doing it and yet having...
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She was having these issues, but it got to a point where I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, right.
And maybe she...
Well, obviously, if you withdraw, you feel pretty strongly about it.
Yeah.
Well, you only have so many majors.
You feel strongly, and maybe you're playing chicken saying, I'm going to get what I want and because I'm all they have in the future. Maybe, and I'll set the tone, and this will... Because you also know that you're going to have, predictably, people on Twitter and social media and writers came out strongly against, you know, even right, but mostly just blue check marks came out strongly against anyone that dared to ask Asaka a question or ask her to speak. But see, here's the thing is when you go back and look at other videos of her press conferences, other than the one with after Serena Williams made her nervous when she was yelling all the stuff. When you finish that, when you get done with that and you actually go look at the press conferences, it looks nothing like Greinke. Like Greinke, you can see, man, that is a guy that has some real issues being in front of anybody. You don't see that with Osaka, which is what brings people to believe, okay, she's selectively using something. What you say may also be true, and what Dell says may also be true. I don't know. I do know this much, that we've seen other athletes who don't have mental health issues that we know of who just said they just didn't want to talk to the media. And then you see fans, of course, just take their side randomly because that's just what you do now. But there is the conduit of athlete to – the media is the conduit. Athlete to fan base, the paying fan base. It has been important for years and years, decades and decades, to grow the popularity of sports, which now have become – billion dollar entities that make athletes millions of dollars and coaches too, millions of dollars. And so there needs to be, covering the event for the fan who doesn't see it or who sees it, but doesn't know the insight, doesn't get the insight from the pitchers. That's part of the job.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it is part of the job. And so, you know, people like Zach Greinke, who he's probably is, you know, Ricky Williams was very Ricky handled it, but we knew Ricky had issues. And I think his anxiety and the fact that I don't think he really loved football pushed him out of the game early. Zach Greinke's done. He left the sport for a while because it was so bad for him. And he comes back, and then he does what he's supposed to do, but clearly it's not something he likes doing.
No.
And you know it every single time you see him talk. This is not something he likes to
do. And yet
too.
He did,
yeah, he still 30 does.
For 30s afterwards. And, you know, yeah. I mean, no. But Ricky had his issues, absolutely. And I'm sure a lot of people, there's an anxiety that maybe in some cases, and you just ignored it because that's what you had to do. She's not. I don't know. I'm not going to condemn her. I'm not going to. I don't know. I can't get into her mind. Some people think that she's just making. I don't know. We don't know.
I have no idea.
I will say this. I respect her conviction. I do. She said, you know what? I can't do it, so I'm not going to do it, despite the fact that it's a major. You know, you would think that she would kowtow to their demands, but she said, no, I'm not doing it. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see going forward how they go about this.
We remember Ricky. I mean, everyone called him the weirdo because he, at some points in his journey, wore a helmet with the visor to do interviews.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take his helmet off.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, that's just Ricky being weird. And then you figure out later that,
well, he might have been stoned.
Yeah. Oh, that's possible.
But I think he really
He had some issues.
But, you know, they say he's pretty good in public when he's – and he ended up being on TV in front of a camera on Longhorn Network. I think still is. Like I said, it's but I don't doubt that Ricky had some issues in New Orleans. And I think some of it was based – it was a different guy anyway. And some of it was based on the fact that he was – so much was put on his shoulders when Ditka gave up the whole draft for Ricky, and I think that made him a little bit uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Osaka, but I do know you're going to keep hearing people debate. But I thought that was interesting that somebody yesterday came up. I can't remember who wrote this and said, look, once you say it's a mental health issue, it makes it hard. You know, you've got shield and you got cover where people can't really criticize you.
Well,
and they think that's why Kyrie does that.
And then
there's a belief that
WTA,
which I don't know if that's
the OWTA came back. Mental health is the most important
that's thing.
What I'm saying,
as soon as you throw that out there.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, and the NFL. Oh, yeah. Injuries are the most important. Mental health. We're going to add an 18th game. Okay. Thanks for that.
17th.
No,
they're talking about an 18th.
Wait, in the next couple of years.
Oh, we're going to 18.
Yeah, we're
now?
Going to 18. Yeah.
Well, you can't have 17.
Oh, that's not even.
You can't be a 500 team at 8. I mean, unless you have a tie. You got to have an even.
You have to have 500 teams.
Mm. You got to have a chance to say mediocrity. We finish 500.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's get Dave in here quick before we take a break. Hey, Dave.
You got to have an even.
Dave's got to turn down his radio first.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, Dave. Dave, can't listen on the radio. 713-780-3776. We'll get you on the other side, Dave. Right now, though, we're talking about Chastain Ford. My peeps over at Chastain Ford. I don't know about you, but I'm in line to get the Lightning. It's called the F-150 Lightning. You can sign up and get yours as well. They still have at Chastain Ford. You're looking for that F-150. They got them in stock. They got them in stock right now. They've got all kinds of great vehicles in stock right now. I will tell you that the best way to go about it is to order one and wait. If you got a couple of months and you want to wait and you want to get that vehicle, because it'll be the perfect vehicle for you. It'll be exactly what you want. There are different packages, Platinum or Pro or whatever the package may be. You can get all of those packages, but you take what is in that package as opposed to exactly what you want. And you can order that Ford car or truck with exactly what you want. And listen, you're not going to get a better deal than you're going to get a Chastain Ford. You're not going to have people that are going to work harder for you with all of the deals that Ford can give you. You're not going to have a dealership that is going to work harder for you with service. You're not going to have a dealership that isn't going to add on at the end. No dealer add-ons when it's all said and done. Oh, no, you got to have this bed liner. No, you need leather. No, you need that sunroof. No, I don't need all that stuff. That's not what I wanted. So stop trying to add on to my deal. Chastain Ford doesn't do it. I love them. You will love them too. Go find out what the Chastain Ford people are all about. They've been doing it here for over 80 years in the city of Houston. They know what they're doing. They're the best. ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 746, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
We keep getting tweets asking about, y'all going to talk about that fan who tried to fight the whole team?
And what did he
Corpus do? Corpus Christi too? Hooks. So
what a dumbass.
So a pitch. So one of the hooks was hit by a pitch up and in on the shoulder, and a fan came out of the stands and ran up to the mound and got a little wanted to knuck if you buck is what he wanted to basically do with the pitcher, and then some third baseman ran in and pushed him down, and then the whole team was kind of right there. You know, he was kind of bucking up to the whole team. And then he walked off.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a shot at the pitcher. He just walked up and he did nothing.
NBA
if you're going to run out there to give the pitcher business, go ahead and attack him.
I think he realized if you start throwing punches at the pitcher, every one of those players is going to start to beat you down. Like, as soon as you start throwing punches, that's their
even still
freedom to throw.
No, if you go out there and charge the mound, you're still going to get your ass kicked.
He got kicked up. He got kicked out of the game. No one kicked his ass. Well, one guy pushed him down. That was it. But yeah, Corpus Christi.
And then
Hooks
one
fan.
Of the hooks, Garland.
You're talking about people coaches. Running on the court or throwing deadly weapons like water bottles at people. What about this guy? Just ran on the field because he didn't like the way that somebody. I'm telling you, people are in a bad place right now.
Now, he is a Hooks fan, okay? Oh, that's a Hooks fan.
That looks like a Hooks fan.
I mean, if your guy gets hurt and he's going out there and charging the mound,
yeah.
Your guy gets hit by a pitch and he's charging the mound, he's a fan.
Yeah, no, that guy's got your back. He's a day one for you.
Oh.
Brian McTaggart said,
I never
heard
day one until I watched. Now, are you watching Startup, though?
Yeah, so you say day one.
No, I know it's day one, but I haven't watched
Startup. Day one's yet. Been around, but just like bottom.
You've been there from
bottom
since day
B.
one? You're a day one guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there since day one. But yeah, Ronald Dacey uses day one quite a bit.
All the time.
John, see, I told you Startup's good. John, you rolled through. You're into season three already.
Yeah, and I started this weekend.
Yeah, that is putting in work. That's over 20 episodes in the first two. It's a good show, though. Brian McTaggart says, Astros have blown 7 of 12 save chances in May. The bullpen's 10 losses in May are the most in the major leagues in that span. Of course they are. The 5.20 relief ERA this month is 26th in MLB. How can they only be 26th with a 5.60?
How can any bullpen be worse than this one in May? That's impossible. Oh, there are some bad bullpens out there then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just added on because it's a bad bullpen that's connected to a good baseball team.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, baseball teams out there who have awful bullpens, and the Astros are like, could you guys be average? You know how good we would be if you're just average?
How are they 5 games over .500 with that?
Because they
and after losing 6 of 7,
they're still the only team in the ALS with a positive run differential.
Yeah,
because they score a lot of runs.
It's down from now. Teams are taking over it's on
plus
that.
57. Still, I think at last check compared to the rest of the division, who was in a minus.
Yeah, and yeah, the A's are a half a game ahead of them. It's still a minus.
Yeah,
it's all because of what they caught the first series of the year against the Astros.
Yep,
and they've been looking up at it ever since. But you know, it turned out to be, I'll tell you, the games are fun though. I don't think it's a great thing that you have the Dodgers followed by the Padres followed by the Red Sox. It seemed like my buddy was there yesterday and he said, that's a dead crowd here. I know it's Memorial Day and, you know, I guess people aren't going to come out, but I think people shot their wad with the Dodgers and the Padres. They were like, I mean, it has been.
That's interesting.
Well, I mean, yeah, they blew their money.
I mean, usually the Red Sox are going to be the ones where it's packed for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And instead, excuse me. Okay. There was too many Dodger fans here. I was surprised at how many Padres fans were down third baseline also.
Well, they're good now. So they're getting their people are here.
And maybe it is because my dad told me that over 60% of the new developments in his subdivision where he lives in, you know, he lives outside of New Braunfels. And he said over 60% of the people who are coming in are from California into that development.
Y'all do know that video is from 2014, right?
Which one?
The guy who attacked the Hooks.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys got.
No, everybody did. Barstool had it, like everybody. It must have just surfaced.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I haven't seen that. That's from 14.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It looked like
2015.
You can't tell. You can usually tell with grainy video that it's old.
But it's in Corpus.
But it's a minor league.
So you don't know.
It's in Corpus.
Yeah, apparently initially it was from 2015, at least the first time I'm looking at this result of it. And then it got republished yesterday for whatever reason. And yeah, I don't know why it just showed up. But yeah, it's from a while ago, it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, it does look like a while ago, but you can't tell. It's a minor league deal. It could have been yesterday. Corpus hasn't really gotten the new iPhones, I don't think.
You think they're banned from Corpus?
Well, I don't know. No, they haven't gotten there yet.
What do you mean?
It's like movies that don't get to cities. It takes a while to get there.
You're talking
about
7 years?
By the way, did you guys see Quiet Place 2 yet?
I did. I saw it on Friday.
Yeah, I saw it too. It was good. I saw it Thursday.
Wait,
yeah.
Did you go to the movie theater to see it?
Yeah. You can't. You have to.
You have
no,
to.
I know, but that's how you went to a movie theater?
Yeah, I tried.
That's your first time going since when?
Oh, no. I've been to movies.
He's gone.
A lot of movies. iPick's been open for a while.
I know, but what's been out in iPick? It's not exactly been a great.
Have you seen the Mauritanian yet?
Uh-uh.
You need to see it. Really good. True story.
Okay.
Just like the Quiet Place 2, true story.
Quiet Place 2.
Snacks wants to see Mortal Kombat, I think.
Quiet Place 2, by the way, was number one movie of the
It had like
weekend.
45 million.
48.
There's a thought that might be a real positive
and
for movies coming back.
And Krasinski said, you ain't getting it.
No, good for John Krasinski to try to bring back his business.
Yeah, and he said he had a little thing before the movie started.
Yeah,
he said, thanks for coming out to the theater.
Yep. I guess they're putting it in there. It's just part of the movie now.
Yeah,
it's
part of the movie. Yeah.
Chronicle had something that John Krasinski, a special message for Houston fans.
Well,
it's like,
for everyone.
And I was thinking, is it? My guess is it's everybody, but maybe he, I don't know, did he say
it
Houston?
It wasn't specific to.
It wasn't?
At least it didn't seem like. It just seemed like, hey, guys, appreciate you coming out. He talked about the experience of being in a movie, and he went on the whole thing about why he wanted
it was
it
good,
out.
Though? Quiet Place 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, obviously it's clearly connected, and John Krasinski makes an appearance. You see it in the trailer.
He makes an appearance, but wasn't he killed?
You have to. He's in the trailer, so you know he's in the movie for a little bit at least.
Okay. Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to give anything else away. Cillian Murphy's in it as well.
Yeah.
Our guy from 28 Days Later and Peaky Blinders.
It was good. The movie was good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was really... Tommy in it? Is Tommy from Peaky Blinders in it?
Yeah, Tommy's in it.
I can't believe these animals are running around every time I'm talking.
Yeah, Tommy. It turns out.
Killed him. Well, Tommy,
too loud.
No, nobody talks that loud.
No, turns out. Yeah, you die if you do that. It turns out Tommy is the human overlord for the aliens. Who knew?
Tommy's there is Bia?
No, Tommy is the guy who started the whole thing. Who knew?
Well,
yeah, Tommy's not in the movie.
Tommy's a loud talker.
Tommy is a Tommy. Well, you got to see it.
Yeah,
you
got to see it. Yeah,
it's pretty damn good. 7378037.
IPIC. How do you have that much money?
I. Well,
how much money do you have exactly?
Listen,
to go to IPIC more than once a month.
I'm going to tell you this. Tried to go to IPIC to watch A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
You got to go. You got to reserve it 4 days in advance.
Yeah, they got like 12
Went
seats.
To Greenway Plaza. There were three couples there.
Stop going to that fancy theater and come back to the people, John.
Yeah. I was with the people.
He
and
like,
that smell has not left it. I
the
can
people
tell you,
smell?
There's a certain smell.
At Greenway?
Smell at Greenway.
Oh, I didn't.
There's
I've
a
only been there a couple times.
That,
I've never really noticed.
Hold on. What's Greenway?
Greenway Plaza.
Greenway Plaza.
Near
the
no,
Near
610.
Yeah, it's
the
right
actual radio
to,
station. Yeah.
Where you work for 20
years. No. Did they open that back? You mean
it's
Regal?
Open? Yeah, Regal.
They opened Regal back up?
Yes, Regal.
Oh, okay, because I thought Regal was closed
no,
for good.
No, it's open.
Regal,
well, it looked like it was closed, but it was open.
The Regal's all closed down.
No.
And the AMC by my house is closed for good.
No,
the
it's 30, open.
And
I went there the other
and,
day.
And I think Marquee Entertainment Center is back. I'm not sure. I'm, that's a Regal, too.
Yeah.
I thought that Regal might be done because they had for sales. They had, like, signs up. They had signs up about lease. And property stuff during pandemic. So I thought that was done. But maybe that was just for... I know the movie theater shut down. Maybe that was for the space that they can't get
no,
a...
No, the new... The
they
space,
can't get a restaurant
right,
to,
right,
to,
right.
to work
restaurant
there.
Closed. That restaurant's not there right now at the Regal.
Okay. Well, see, I'd rather go there than IPIC. I've been to IPIC like three or four times, but then my kids can't go to college now. So that's unfortunate. You get to pay not only for the ticket, you have to pay for the like a PSL. Like, okay... We're going to, you pay $20 for a chance to sit in a seat that's not 3 feet from the
let me tell
screen.
You, let me tell you something. Buy IPIC stock. IPIC is the future of movie theaters.
No,
they are killing it right
but
now.
They're more
while
expensive.
While the other older theaters are not going
to. No, but you know the older theaters have all gone to that. Like, go to the.
Do no, you know, they haven't. I was just in it. They
okay,
didn't go to it.
I'm just telling you, a lot of them have been going to these seats where you choose your seat. When I go to California,
well,
choose.
Well, I had to
choose
my
seat
at Regal.
And I'm in a recliner. Even in Indianapolis at the Combine, I'm in a recliner watching Get Out.
Cinemark.
Like, this is great.
I went to the Cinemark near my home. It's a recliner. I mean, not like IPIC where there's some fake waiter coming by offering food. In fact, that's why.
What do you mean, fake waiters?
They're not real.
What he does?
They're not real.
Oh,
waiters.
I guess stewardesses aren't stewards.
I don't.
Not
well, they're,
you.
They're
okay.
flight attendants.
They're
IPIC's expensive
they're flight
to be. That's my thing. Is IPIC's a little expensive to be the people's?
Yeah,
theater.
And I don't like you coming.
Well,
in.
It's packed,
and it's not. Yeah, it's because they don't have a lot of seats.
And I don't
either.
Like. I don't
they
like it when there's
plenty of seats.
When there's like some dude leaning or a lady kneeling down next to me talking to the other person about what food they want. Get out of here! I'm trying to watch a movie. Beat it. I don't want you ruining the experience, okay? It's annoying. That's why I don't like IPIC.
Stop.
I don't like any of those places to serve food because halfway through the movie, excuse me.
I've been there. I can't tell you how many times.
I hate those
that's
guys.
Never happened.
Get out of the way.
Zero times this happened.
I'm looking at the setup right now.
I've been.
I've been in the places.
They do settle bills at the end.
Yes.
They just bring it by quietly.
Yeah, I don't want
I've
you
never
there.
Been disrupted by
you ever had Tommy wait on you from Peaky Blinders?
I got your tab for you here.
That's Arthur.
Arthur, yeah. Tommy's dead, right?
No.
Tommy's
what?
No, Tommy's
Shelby.
The main guy. John's dead.
Tommy Shelby?
Tommy yeah. Shelby.
He's
so
dead,
Arthur
is, he?
Is the Arthur's the
puncher. Arthur's the loud one, yes.
Arthur's the puncher, the loud one. Here's your bill. It's time to
Tommy,
stand up.
Tommy's the leader.
I'm trying to watch this,
never,
Arthur.
Not one time have I been disrupted by a waiter.
It does. Well, that's you, but every time I go to those places that
it
serve
is expensive
food,
now.
They walk through.
Oh, yeah. Now that
act like
different.
That.
That's
it's like
different.
$70 to go.
That's different.
Easily.
Yeah.
It's actually more than that. If you get food and drink, it's going to cost you $100.
Can you get your your subpar chicken fingers out of my face, please, while I watch this movie.
Oh, no. They got hot pretzels are excellent.
I don't go to, there are other places who do what iPick does, maybe not to that level.
Cheese sauce and a hot mustard sauce.
Yeah, I've seen it. They give, sweet. Look at all our multiple dipping sauces for this pretzel we just microwaved. Beat it.
No. They cook them up fresh there.
Okay. Yeah. Cook them up. Sure. They cook them up fresh. There's a pretzel person back there.
Get your hot pretzels here. Trying to be quiet in iPick.
I'm telling you, buy stock in iPick and not. How did AMC do? What's AMC doing?
I went up to. It's back down to 25. Yeah. Still real high.
Right.
That's still higher than it should be.
Right.
So we'll see.
Because
it got up to
only
35.
Because those people wanted to.
I wrote on
Reddit
it.
Because of Reddit.
I made my money on it.
All right, 759 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. One thing that happened while I was at the theater, I had good hair.
Like $20 for a movie ticket.
I had great, great hair at the movie theater. You know why? It's the Doc Linville. I'm telling you, hey, this Father's Day is coming up, right? This is a great gift for him, ladies. Or tell your wife, guys, hey, you know what I would like? I'm going to go online, 975hair.com, 975hair.com, and maybe you can buy me some hair. That would be great for this Father's
Day.
Yeah. Move my hair from here up to here, okay? Because I'm sick of that bald spot. I'm sick of how much I've thinned. I'm sick of being bald, okay? If you're looking for a great way, the best way, I tried the other one, too. Man, that was painful. It was awful. The neo-grafting was a wonderful process. You'll love the doc. You'll love all of his assistants, everything that they do. You'll love the process. It is simple, and I'm telling you, you will come out of there saying, wow, this was really amazing. I did. My wife loves it. You will love it, too. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.